I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now.
And as always, thank you, Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better, for making sure we have the opportunity to get a little extra time here with Dr. Kevin Most. And, Doc, thanks for this. Senator John McCain diagnosed with a very aggressive brain tumor last night. What is he facing here?
Yeah, it is. It's very, very disturbing, to be honest with you. He has a brain tumor. It's called, which is called a GBM, a glioblastoma multiforme, and he's got a rough road ahead of him. You know, this is a very aggressive tumor and a very difficult tumor to treat. So, probably have surgery first, and then he'll have radiation and chemotherapy, and you just have to kind of keep your fingers crossed and say some prayers for him.
The blood collection, as it's referred, the blood clot that they removed surgically, did they take tissue out to biopsy it as well? Was there something that would have been indicative of a problem there?
Exactly. I'm sure what they saw when they went in was this is just not a typical blood clot, and they probably saw some tissue that looked unusual or did not look like normal tissue, so they took it there at that time. And now all these things that have been happening start to fall in place, and you start to make some sense of it, because with these tumors, people can have some of the initial things are headaches, nausea, but other ones are confusion and speech difficulties, exactly what we saw during the Comey hearings.
Yeah.
Couple that with the blood clot. Why did he get a blood clot? He didn't fall. He didn't have any other issues for it. But these tumors are very vascular, which would allow for bleeding. So you put the two together, and it certainly makes a lot more sense now.
And doctors indicated that this may have formed within a week. That sounds crazy fast.
Well, that's the unfortunate thing about these tumors is, one, they grow very quickly, and two, they're very aggressive. And one of the reasons is these come from a cell called an astrocyte, which is a normal brain cancer, or excuse me, a normal brain cell. And so the body doesn't see them as foreign, so it doesn't even start to fight it off. And as a matter of fact, it encourages it by giving it more blood supply. So it has a highly vascular, lots of blood, lots of energy, which allows these cells, which have mutated over a period of time, to now start to duplicate very rapidly.
How common?
Not very, you know, about 15% of all brain tumors. And I had to look that up last night, but we have about 13,000 cases in the United States.
So we've heard that patients who are dealing with this have a life expectancy of about a year and a half, but can live as long as 5 years. And there's cases, about 10% of the cases, even longer than that. We're not talking about the typical 80-year-old here. We're talking about one tough, tough dude who's faced death multiple times and has fought it. But 80 has to come into the equation, right?
It definitely does. As you look at the life expectancy on someone at the time of their diagnosis, the older you are, the shorter it usually is. Again, the body doesn't have a lot of reserves there to fight off a lot of the other things that may end up causing problems. You know, he talk about a tough guy, you know, prisoner of war, everything he's gone through, malignant melanoma 3 times. This is one tough guy. So if anybody's going to fight it hard, it certainly is going to be Senator McCain.
And typical of McCain, as his daughter wrote last night on social media, he was the one trying to keep the family light and calm about all of it, and joking around with the staff and stuff. So,
I think one thing people have to understand, he'll have surgery, and then they'll come out with the report of the surgery, and I'm sure he's at Mayo Clinic. They have very talented surgeons. I can tell you we have great neurosurgeons here at Northwestern that'll tell you I can get 99% of that tumor. It's that 1% that we can't see, that we don't know that's there, that then starts to replicate again. And that's why it's a combination of surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation, because these tumors are made up. It's why the name is called multiforme, glioblastoma multiforme. There are many different types of cells in this tumor, which makes it difficult to treat, and why we need multiple modalities to treat it.
Doc, when you're talking about the 1%, if they go in, I mean, is there a chance? I'm sure there's always a chance for, you know, either maybe not being able to use motor skills fully like he once did. Is that a risk as well, too?
Yep, absolutely. What they do, and these tumors can form at any, you know, portion of your brain. So what the neurosurgeon does along with the neurologist and the radiation oncologist is they look at where the tumor is and they say, okay, I'm going to start to take off a little bit beyond the edge of the tumor, and then they start to look and say, okay, wait a second, if I go this far, because we know exactly what portion of your brain moves your arm. We know exactly what portion of your brain allows you to speak, allows you to think, allows you to sing, all those things. We know what's going on there. So at this point, they're going to say, okay, where's this tumor? How much of it can we remove safely without affecting his? Interesting that his is in the frontal, at least it appears to be, because that's where that clot was, where not a lot of motor and not a lot of sensory stuff is in the frontal lobe, but more emotional issues. So it'll be interesting to see what they do as far as how aggressive they get with the surgery.
I don't think you want to make McCain angry.
No, exactly.
Got to be careful there. But that's the point of the laser center that you guys have out in the western burbs, right, to target these incredibly tiny areas and do the least damage possible.
That's exactly it. You know, proton therapy, there's a lot of clinical trials going on right now with glioblastomas, just because in the past 25 years, we really haven't done a lot to advance the treatment of it. So now we do start to have new things. We have a new tool actually out here also called the NeuroBlate, which is very cool, where they go in and they burn the tumor. So proton is definitely, I'm sure that he would be at least looked at as a consideration for it. Like you said, it's a lot more accurate radiation versus a generalized radiation that does damage to bigger portions of healthy tumor or of healthy tissue. So I'm sure he's going to get the best minds in neuro-oncology looking at his case and helping him make some decisions.
Thanks for the information, Doc. And obviously, you know, for those delightful and charming hypochondriacs who are listening, it's probably just a headache. But when is it something you should seek medical help over?
Yeah, you know, it's always good. You know, people get headaches all the time, but it's always good to get those headaches checked out. But
especially when it comes to double vision and various other things.
Exactly. This is one that's going to come with more than just that. And like, you know, he said, anybody who has a headache and then is confused and can't speak, or we find people off and they'll drive someplace, they'll say, geez, why am I even here? You know, anything like that will tip us up a little bit higher to say, boy, we need to do some imaging or at least do some further exams.
Dr. Kevin Most, I appreciate it, buddy.
You got it. Take care, you guys.
At Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better.